Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 3, verse 14 to 17. Jeremiah 3, 14 to 17. Unfaithful people, come back. You belong to me. I will take one of you from each town and two from each clan, and I will bring you back to Mount Zion. I will give you rulers who obey me, and they will rule you with wisdom and understanding. Then when you have become numerous in that land, people will no longer talk about my covenant box. They will no longer think about it or remember it. They will not even need it, nor will they make another one. When that time comes, Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather there to worship me. They will no longer do what their stubborn and evil hearts tell them. My theme for reflection is the call to return and God's unfailing grace. The call to return and God's unfailing grace. In Jeremiah 3, 14 to 17, we hear the tender voice of God calling out to his people, "Return, O backsliding children, declares the Lord, for I am your master. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion." This passage captures both the heartache and hope inherent in God's relationship with his people. Despite their repeated backsliding and ingratitude, God's call is persistent and filled with grace. Even when we stray, God's call to repentance is a testament to his unyielding commitment to our redemption. The term backsliding illustrates the spiritual drift that believers can experience where fervent love cools, faith diminishes, and zeal wanes. This can manifest in neglected prayer, sporadic worship, poor company, and even gross sins. Yet the incredible truth remains. Even when we fall away, the relationship with God is not severed. He continues to call us back, longing for our repentance and restoration. In these verses, God's promises shine brightly. He speaks of bringing his people back to Zion and giving them shepherds after his own heart who will feed them with knowledge and understanding. This is a vision of restoration and spiritual renewal. It culminates in a picture of unity and worship, where the Ark of the Covenant will no longer be the focal point, for God's presence will be so profoundly evident that the old symbols will no longer be necessary. My dear friends, this passage is a powerful reminder of both our propensity to stray and God's unwavering grace. It calls us to self-examination and repentance, encouraging us to return to the fervor of our initial faith. It also assures us that God's grace is sufficient to restore us, no matter how far we have wandered. In today's world, the distractions and temptations are manifold, often leading to spiritual lethargy. However, God's call remains clear. He desires a close, restored relationship with us. This passage encourages us to heed that call, to seek him earnestly, and to trust in his promise of renewal. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, In what areas of your spiritual life have you noticed a cooling of love, faith, or zeal? How can you actively seek to rekindle your relationship with God in these areas? Number two, reflect on a time when you felt distant from God but experienced this grace calling you back. How did that experience shape your faith journey? Gracious and loving Father, we thank you for your love and relentless call to return to you even when we stray. We acknowledge our tendency to backslide and our need for your grace to bring us back into a fervent relationship with you. Help us to recognize the areas where our love has grown cold and our faith has waned. May we be ever mindful of your grace and respond with heartfelt devotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep us this day, now and forevermore. Amen.